Most bankers aren't ready to help you until after their third cup of coffee. But with Central National Bank's after-hours service, you don't have to wait for the bank lobby to open to get help. You can contact us from 6 to 8:30 in the morning or from 5 to 10 in the evening, and we'll connect you to a real, live, local person who can answer questions and fix problems 7 days a week. Bank different. Bank Central. Central National Bank. Member FDIC.
This is a Rogue Media Network podcast.
What's up, y'all? Thank you for joining me on My Doula Micah. And as the name suggests, I am a doula. And I have really enjoyed doing this podcast, talking about pretty much all things childbirth, from prenatal care, postpartum care, bringing in past clients, family members, talking about my own birth experiences. It's been great. And I'm excited also about really expanding some topics for you guys. And why would I do that? I'm sure, you know, as a doula, most people are just thinking about my knowledge and my wisdom and my expertise about childbirth, which is great. I have a lot. What I'm also finding in my life, as I talk to different people, even if they're not potential clients or we're not talking about doula care, I reference my own birth experiences or, you know, things that I've seen in the birthing room with clients many, many times because it mirrors life so well. And there's a lot that we can apply in our lives that I have found, that I've done, and I've seen other people do concerning your childbirth experience. And so I think what I'm wanting to do, what I'm hoping to do in this continuing of the podcast is really connect some dots for you guys and talk a little bit more about how your birth experience can shape your life and enable you to make maybe some choices that you wouldn't have made beforehand. Let me give you some examples of what I'm talking about. So the prenatal experience in childbirth, you know, you're pregnant. It's a 9-month thing for most of us. And it really does teach you how to wait. And, you know, more than likely you're excited about having a baby. And, but there's, again, just this long anticipation. And it's not like you can forget about it, right? Because your body is changing and you're growing and getting bigger. And there's all these preparations you need to do, and you're going to see your caregiver all the time. And so you can't ignore it. It's right up in your face. But you're having to be patient and you're having to wait. And how many of us need a little bit more patience in their life? Me, that is not one of my strong suits at all. But I have definitely gleaned from that part of the childbirth experience. Also prenatally, it can really help us learn how to be in the moment. So again, you're waiting for this big ta-da moment of baby being born, and that's going to take a while, right? And so what do I want to do right now if I'm 3 months pregnant, 4 months pregnant? How can I be in the moment and not think too far ahead? Yes, prepare and plan, but not be so focused on that 24-hour time period of childbirth. I mean, there's so much more to this experience. And so I want to be in the moment while I'm still pregnant and enjoy those moments, enjoy those opportunities. That's one thing we do tell our clients all the time is, hey, especially if this is your first child, it's never going to be just you and your partner ever again. There's always going to be another human in your life. And it's wonderful, but definitely an interruption to life that you have already had with this person, right? And so take those moments, seize those moments with your loved ones, because it's everything's going to change. So living in the moment is definitely something that I have learned and I can apply. Early labor, man, it really can teach us a lot. And, you know, anybody who has had a baby, I mean, even if you're, you know, the partner and you're not the one actually giving birth, but it is your birth experience, you're in the birthing room, so much we can learn about early labor. I think really early labor time is relative. I mean, time in birth is kind of strange. You feel, you know, the length of it and that hours and hours and hours have gone by and not a lot has changed, right? I mean, and what I mean by that is, like, maybe you've been swaying, standing up and swaying or rocking in the rocking chair for 3 hours and you've been breathing exactly the same way and the conversations are kind of similar and there's not a change in the scenery. Do you see what I'm saying? If you were doing anything else sitting there, nothing's happening really, just rocking in a rocking chair for 3 hours, you might be pretty bored, right? But then when you look at the clock, you go, oh my gosh, I can't believe 6 hours has gone by. That's so nuts. You know, so time is relative in early labor. And I think that's important. And that mirrors our life because, you know, think about when I think about my kids, and I have six, and they were all little and young and babies and toddlers and elementary age for a long time, for years, I was doing that. And I can remember feeling oftentimes, oh my gosh, this toddler stage. And, you know, I can't turn my back on them. And it's just constant needs and, you know, all of that. And I think, golly, this is lasting forever. I mean, when is it going to shift and change? When can I be something else? Or in addition to being mom, I feel like that's all I do is just be mom when my kids are young. And now I have adult children, four adult children, and my fifth child's about to graduate. And so, and I look back and I go, wow, that all went by really fast, you know, because life with my adult children is totally different, totally different. And so time really is relative when we talk about how long something is. So, you know, my kids being from the age of baby to, you know, 5 years old where they, you know, now they're walking and talking and they've got some independence and things like that. I mean, that feels like it's forever. But the truth is, in your lifetime, 5 years is not very long. It's kind of like a blip. I mean, y'all, I'm 51. And so 5 years is not that long. And so it's relative. And I think you really do kind of learn that in early labor because, you know, things, it feels like nothing's happening. And that's another thing you can learn in early labor, you know, you can't really see, or maybe you're not experiencing that anything is happening, but oh my goodness, so much change is happening in your body. So many things are happening during early labor, and it's just hard to recognize it because outwardly nothing seems to be changing. Maybe even they've done a vaginal exam and those numbers don't indicate all the change that's happening. But y'all, there's so much change happening in your body. I mean, think about what your cervix has to do. Just that alone is huge. So I want to remind my clients, and I want to remind not just my clients, but people in my life. Hey, I know right now your life seems like nothing is shifting or changing and you're anticipating a change or something needs to change. And it's just taking a long time and you're just hanging out and waiting. And again, it can be discouraging. You feel like nothing is happening, but I promise you so many things are happening behind the scenes in your life that you're just not aware of. So be encouraged by that, you know, and again, that's something that you can learn in early labor, active labor. One of the things we tell our clients all the time is, hey, here comes that contraction and you need to sink into that contraction. Listen, I know I'm talking a lot about some birth stuff and I'm going over it quickly, but I have many, many, many podcasts that are talking very specifically about early labor and what's happening and active labor. So if you're like, I'm a little bit lost, I don't know what she's talking about, then push pause on this episode, go back and check out some of my other podcast episodes where I'm really diving deep and talking more specifically about the birth thing. Okay, so I don't want you to be lost listening to this conversation because you're just kind of behind the eight ball a little bit about birth. So that's a free one. active labor. So sink into that contraction, meaning don't try to get away from it. Listen, if you're trying to get away from your contraction and you're fighting it, couple things are happening. One, you're not allowing the contraction to do its job. And that contraction has a job to do. And that contraction is helping you dilate. That contraction is helping to bring baby down. I mean, so much is happening. And so when you fight that contraction, you're kind of slowing down this process and it's going to hurt a lot more because you won't give in to it. So you guys, this is a huge one in our lives. And I use this all the time. there may be something in your life that's hard. It's a struggle. Maybe it's painful, or it's just a trial. I don't know another way to say it. And if you don't just allow yourself to kind of go, okay, this is where I'm at. There's not a lot I can do to change my certain scenario or circumstance, or I'm having to wait until a certain period of time for things to shift. And it's like, the more you fight it and the more you try to get away from it and not really acknowledge what it's doing, you know, trials can be very beneficial. When I look back to my life and I think about some of the things that I would say were absolute 100% struggles, this is not something I would have wanted in my life. When I look back, I go, wow, that produced so many positive things in me. It has shaped who I am as a person. And so active labor is one of those things that when you are practicing, really taking in those deep breaths, sinking into the contraction, relaxing and not fighting, letting go of that tension, it really does make the process so much easier. And I kind of feel the same way about life, y'all. I mean, if you'll give yourself to the season of life that you're in, especially if it's out of your control, the circumstances in your scenario and changing it, it's just not gonna be as difficult. It's still gonna be hard, but just like in birth, I'm not promising you no pain or that it's not going to be hard, but you're making it way harder on yourself if you don't just give in and sink into it. Hope that makes sense. Would love to talk more about that in the coming weeks. And then transition. This is a big one. So transition is that time when pretty much almost every woman gets to that point of, oh my goodness, I've had enough. I don't think I can do this. I mean, there's doubt. You want to quit and throw in the towel. And so how many of us have reached that point in our lives? I mean, that can be kind of a dark place, right? And I have. It's like, whatever's going on right now, I can't do it anymore. This is too hard. I'm not built for this. I'm not equipped to do this. And I'm about to check out. And I don't literally mean check out of my life and leave this earth. I don't literally mean that, but for some people it can mean that. And that is scary. Those thoughts are hard to face, but yes, I've been close enough to that point where it's like, I want to walk away from my present life because I just don't think I can do anymore, right? That doubt comes in. And what I want to say is in birth, when you're in transition, I mean, it's all about to come to a screeching halt very, very soon. I mean, you're about to be done. You're literally right around the corner from being done, getting that relief, getting that prize, having your baby. And so we really do hone in on that for our clients and remind them you are almost done. And so we say, hang in there, right? Hold on tight, trust this process and that you are going to have a baby. One way or another, you're gonna have a baby. And so again, for my life, I think back to those moments that I go, oh damn, this is not okay. I'm not okay. This is not good. Can I do this? And all this doubt or whatever you're feeling, whatever I was thinking in the moment, to say to myself, actually to have other people speak into my life. And I'm gonna address that one in just a second. But hey, hang on. This is not going to last forever. This too shall pass. That's actually a scripture in the Bible. And so it's going to be okay. It's not okay right now. And it's good to be honest about, hey, I'm not okay right now. There's a t-shirt out there, right? That says, I'm not okay. And that's okay that I'm not okay. Absolutely. It's okay that you're not okay. And when you say it out loud and when you maybe bring others in and they can encourage you because they see something that you don't see, then maybe you can take another deep breath and just go, okay, I'm fighting and I'm waiting for what's around the corner. And that can be really challenging, but also exciting. I mean, that means there's a huge shift in your life, right? Another thing is, you know, once you do have a baby, and we're talking about that postpartum time in your life, I'm really going to encourage you guys, well, even starting prenatally in this whole process, but postpartum care really does remind me of this in so many ways, that we need other people in our lives. We just do. If you're a lone wolf and you think you've got it and you don't really need others in your life, I'm going to challenge you, because I'm telling you guys, it's way harder when you're trying to do it by yourself. Now, maybe you're a single parent and you're like, look, lady, you don't even know what my life looks like. I am doing it by myself. And I get that in the parenting. Maybe you are parenting by yourself. And man, I cannot imagine, honestly, a harder job being a single parent. And that's tough. My own scenario in the past year and a half with my husband traveling, being an insurance adjuster, and again, I still had him. I had access to him, but he was not literally in the same town with me and not helping me with the practical things and doing life. And so, I mean, caught a smidge of what you single parents are dealing with. I mean, a smidge. And it is hard as heck. I do not like it at all. It's so hard. But I'm going to tell you, I did not pull that off by myself. I did not. I mean, I definitely pulled others in to kind of support me and to help me. Some of it was practically, and some of it was just, I just need to unload. I just need to talk to somebody. I just need some good feedback. I need a better perspective. So that's another huge thing that I feel like I have learned in my own childbirth experiences. And then as I watch so many other people go through this childbirth experience, is that really getting support. And that's what I do for a living as a doula. I mean, our tagline for Wake Up Doula literally is get the support you need. And I'm going to tell you, I feel like that is throughout your life. So this episode, I just wanted to connect some dots. I just want to let you guys know kind of where I'm headed. And I feel like there are some gold nuggets, some wisdom, some experience that I have that we can apply not just to childbirth as a doula, but a doula really speaking to some things that I have learned to hopefully benefit you in these coming years of your life, of these childbearing years and growing your family, parenthood, marriage, relationships, work as you're, you know, how does that happen, you know, with a business and family. I'm hoping to really speak to a lot of those things. And I'll probably be using childbirth as an example of how it mirrors our life and we can use it. Thank you for listening to My Doula Mica. You can find me on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube at My Doula Mica. We can also get connected at MyDoulaMica.com. If you're interested in checking out my book, the link to The Humor in Birth, Stories and Insights from a Doula can be found on all of these social platforms. Be sure to share and subscribe. I'll be here next week, so please be sure to join me again. And this podcast was produced by Rogue Media Network.
This has been a Rogue Media Network production.